Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to San Jay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up? It's your boy, Steady J. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. It is Trending Topic Thursday. What's Trending Topic Thursday? Every Thursday on the show, we bring you a crazy trending topic for the week, and we going on it and invite you guys to call in or send in your tweets or Facebook posts or whatnot and share what you think about it. Now, this week is Digital Music Part 2, which last week we did a very big show about digital music and as far as how important it is to have a strong viral campaign when it comes to your music. Now, it got so crazy last week, and it was definitely a very good debate about everything that was going on that we decided to do a part two for this week. But we had to do it extra big. So for today's show, we got something very big for y'all. I'm about to bring him on the line right now. It's my boy Elevator Scott. Bring him onto the line. He's actually going to go in on me with me over this whole entire topic because this is something that this man here, he knows about. At the back of his hand. What's up, Scott?
Steady J, what's really good, buddy? How's everything going out in Texas?
Man, everything is going pretty good, man. You know, Texas weather doesn't know what the heck he wants to do, but hey, we get through it.
No doubt, man. That's what's up. But we, just out here right now working, man. Just definitely, have really taken the digital media, I guess the way, the cycle that the industry is in right now. We really have capitalized on that and turned a whole business into almost a machine, so to speak, with the promotional services and, distribution that we provide for all of the artists that we work with. We've got about, over 200 clients worldwide, so all digitally that we've, obtained them and helped them kind of build up their online presence and bring records to life, man. So we definitely are ready to get into this show, man. Trending Topic Thursdays, what is really good? It's your boy Elevated Scott, Global Attack, Mixtapes, InternationalHipHop.com. We out here.
Now, man, last time we talked to each other, we talked a great deal about Global Tech, but we definitely have to talk about InternationalHipHop.com because one of the things y'all do there, which goes into play with this whole digital media thing, is, like you just said, y'all provide a strong online presence, and y'all pretty much give these artists the tools to push themselves out there, not only just doing it on a small scale, but y'all do it on a global scale.
Yeah, definitely, man, for sure. I mean, you know, I've as you know, and, you know, a lot of the listeners that are familiar with, you know, me being on the show, I mean, you know, my background comes with, you know, working with 50/50 Convict, with Quest, you know, helping him release his single with Akon, Hold On Tight. And, you know, so just to give you guys an idea, I mean, Akon gets $300,000 a show overseas and $100,000 here in the States. So, I mean, obviously, where would you want to be, plus with the exchange rate? So, you know, we've really taken the kind of the blueprint that I've learned working with Quest and Melvin Brown and, you know, the guys at Convict, and that's really an international brand. And, you know, I've really learned a lot from, you know, what those guys have done and are continuing to do. And, you know, we just have, you know, really decided to, you know, kind of do our own thing. And, you know, really with the help of the relationships I built with those guys. And, you know, now we're here in New York, just connecting the dots, man. It's what we do. You know, it's definitely, you know, obviously it's, you know, international, they still appreciate good music over there. I mean, here it's really oversaturated. Everybody wants to be an artist, but over there, you know, good music speaks for itself. It just needs to be heard. And, you know, we provide that. We get the people, you know, what they want to hear, hot music.
Well, definitely. Now, you know, basically, like, one of the things is how do y'all train these artists into knowing how to provide themselves with a perfect presence? Because sometimes, see, some people, they don't understand. They try to have an online presence, but it's very annoying how they do it. Like, how do you know what's the perfect way of going about it?
Well, honestly, man, you know, we've just kind of, I guess you would say, packaged a lot of the relationships that I have with guys like yourself from, you know, Blog Talk Radio and, you know, other website affiliates that we have. And, you know, we kind of help them, you know, just posting their bios on our sites, getting them booked for interviews with guys like yourself, getting them up on other websites. I mean, the whole concept is really kind of almost affecting like a spider web, really building a, you know, a viral marketing campaign that, you know, can really be unmatched with the organic relationships that we have around the world.
Definitely. And like, how do y'all end up getting in touch with these artists? Like, how do y'all find, because one thing I always talk about, and I say it all the time, and I don't just be saying it, just for fun. I seriously mean it, because my listening to music and whatnot, all this different types of music is coming out of this camp. Like, how do y'all continue to do that? Like, how do y'all keep finding these different styles and still to this day continue to find a different style and kind of collaborate them into this one big project?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, definitely, bro. We've really taken the digital age as what, you know, what we have with social media and a ton of different sites. I got a whole big list of sites that we're going to actually give all the listeners that are free, no charge, you can sign up for. You know, so we've actually just, what we do is we connect digitally with the artist. I have a marketing team. You actually had him on the show before. He's out of the Middle East, Shams MC. You know, those guys that are a really big part of the backbone of driving artists through, you know, just finding them in different social network groups on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, you know, different platforms like that where we can really push them to submit us their music. You know, obviously we would hope that they would do a little bit of research on us because there are a lot of, you know, shady things out there with the internet being so accessible and so easy to use for certain people. You know, then you really have to really do your research on who you're doing business with. And, you know, that's kind of giving people like us a bad name just because we're in the industry and it's so competitive. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I would say probably 90% of the opportunities or things that, you know, are out there are, you know, really kind of not what they seem. And, you know, we are definitely in that, you know, 10% of, you know, real opportunities that can really help get artists to the next level. So, I mean, really social media has been a strong point in, you know, helping us reach out to a lot of these independent artists. I mean, there's groups on Facebook with, you know, 60,000 plus artists, you know, in their group alone. I mean, I have a database with Sonic Bids, over 250,000 artists. So, I mean, you know, we have a lot of resources. I mean, plus I was walking through the train about an hour ago to the subway in New York City. You know, everybody takes the train here. It's crazy. So, but I was walking through the train and I stopped by this store to drop off my card. I want to feature this fashion store. A guy gives me a CD, bro. There must be, you walk around New York City, man, everybody's a rapper, dude. Everybody's giving you their CDs. So, you know, I'm out here in the trenches, man. We're putting in work, bro. I'm out here in the trenches, you know, LA to New York to LA, man. You know, we're worldwide. This is a real movement, man. So, I mean, I got people hitting me up from all angles, bro. I mean, it's crazy. I never thought this. I mean, from, you know, where we started and where we're at now. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a blessing.
Most definitely. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break and then come back. Because we got a lot, yeah, a whole lot to chop up, including one of the topics I want to go into, too, man, which I'm just going to throw out there because it just happened this week out of nowhere. You know, Twitter went to the new style. And one of the things I want to talk about, too, is, now I said something about it on Twitter earlier about people complaining about, oh, my God, they're changing the way the social media thing is working. And how important it is to, when you see the change, that's actually a good, that's an opportunity for you to come up on top. If you figure out the change, then for other people, then you're ahead of the curve. So, hey, that's what it is. All right, so we'll go to a quick song break. Let's see what else. It's almost Friday, man. We'll go ahead and go to this track by QP. Definitely doing a lot of big things. Actually got to see him do some stuff with John Jeezy. This is on Friday, and then we'll be right back on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, my special guest co-host, Elevated Scott.
You already know what it is.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. Heard they were waiting on me, though. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I say, nah, I ain't shit, but my mama think I made it. These niggas rolling blunts, these bitches getting faded. Ain't like a nigga been trying to do it, start studying. Feel something hard for you jealous motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, I'm straight hard and the fans is my cluck. Bitch, I'm a mad fan, you niggas is fucked. I come with the beat, for a record. Yeah, every day like a Friday, I'm pissed up. Yeah, I know a couple truckers, get that shit from state to state. Get that money, get that cake, and then we go eat at the state. Yeah, my belly getting big, cause it's food up on my plate. Tell them sorry for the wait, I'm not you really late. Yeah, yeah, I smell like money, baby, won't you get a taste? Yeah. I can populate the world with what I left up on the face. I am not usually here, I be somewhere out of space. Got that zapper on my waist, nigga, motherfucker, cake. I think it's Friday.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddie J.
Always back in the building. Welcome back to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, special guest, co-host for boy, Elevated Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is really good?
All right, man. Y'all definitely, every time you miss any parts of the show, there's many different ways to listen to it. Hey, I make it very easy for you. Then Google Life at the Dust Live. You're pretty much fine how they find the show. But you can also download it on iTunes, the same place you – and you can get this for free. But, hey, while you're there, go ahead and take some of that money and buy a copy of the Global Tech Mixtape Series while you're in the same place. All right?
No doubt, man. We got Volume 1, 2, and 3 out right now. Just so you guys know, Volume 4 has been sent to the retailers. We just we had a little bit of a file problem. We just have to make one of the files the right size. Our engineer actually messed up a little bit, but we're fixing everything. So Volume 4 also will be out within the next week. We got, you know, Young Buck, Cam'ron, Gucci Mane, Donnell Jones, and, you know, 23 of the hottest unsigned hip-hop artists from around the world.
All right. Yeah. All right, let's see. We got a caller. We got some people that are trying to get in the phone banks right now. Let's go see what we got. We got somebody from the 337. You're on Life Live with Ceddie J in Elliott Scott. Who is this?
Hey, this is True Vision. What's up, Ceddie J? My artist Red Face did an interview with you a while back.
Yes, I remember. Red Face. Yes. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
y'all still here in Texas, man?
Huh?
Y'all still over here in Texas?
Well, he in Hawaii now, but y'all still in El Paso.
Oh, okay.
That's what's good.
Yeah, hey, Elevated Sky, I got a question. You say 1, 2, and 3 is out, so when royalties starting getting paid? Because we signed a contract with you and paid you.
Yeah, well, I mean, what volume are you guys on? I don't have the catalog.
We was on 2, but I ain't seeing shit yet.
Right, you won't see any sales until the. I mean, I could send you the sales reports, bro. We're more.
Yeah, I mean, you've been saying you're gonna send me. I've been trying to reach out to you, send you emails. You know what I'm saying? Everything. I ain't got no response. What you mean?
But you.
And I mean, I hear you on I hear you on an interview. I have reached out to you. I've sent you my number on Twitter several times.
Hey, well, I'm glad you're on the phone, bro.
I hear you on the radio flying and flying, but.
We need you to do the promo for the World News Network. I sent you all the information, man. If you're not involved with the promo, man, I don't know what to tell you. So, I mean, I can send you all the sales reports and the emails right now. The royalty checks are paid quarterly. That volume, do you know when that volume came out? That volume came out in June. So the first quarter actually just passed. We're sending out royalty checks as we speak. So however you know, feel they should be paid, we'll definitely send you everything you need, man. It's no big deal. Sorry for the miscommunication. We've had some issues with you know, AGR, he's no longer involved with our movement. So, you know, sorry for the inconvenience, bro, but we got, you know, over 200 artists that we deal with. And sometimes when people kind of, you know, go MIA, they get lost in the confusion. So, but yeah, definitely reach out to me, man. Email me, please, scott@international-hiphop.com. We'll fix everything, bro. This is a very fixable solution. I mean, and as you know, bro, our main focus is the marketing and promotion aspects of the Global Attack mixtape, since the distribution that we do have is non-exclusive. So, you know, we can definitely, you know, help you with, you know, kind of getting a better understanding of the movement. But either way, man, definitely make sure you email us to me so we can get you everything you need, bro. Sorry for the inconvenience.
All right. Shoot, going into it a little bit more.
We got one of our artists in New Zealand that's going to be calling in. You know, we got my boy Buckley probably on the line in the 818. You know, we got a lot of satisfied customers, bro. I guess a lot of people, they kind of just, you know, when they were dealing with AGR, unfortunately, you know, he had some legal issues, so he's no longer involved with our movement. So, you know, we have a lot of artists that were kind of under his, you know, I guess you would say his regime, you know, when he was working with us. But, you know, obviously things change and regimes change. And, you know, like I said, man, our main focus is on, you know, the marketing and promotions. And actually, I would please ask any Global Attack mixtapes artists that are out there, you know, we need you guys to do promo clips for the World News Network. We're also now partnering with Wix, you know, so we're going to be launching mixtapeseries.com as well. So, you know, just because your involvement with the Global Attack mixtapes, we're going to be promoting everybody on the World News Network as well as mixtapeseries.com. So please reach out to me if you've dealt with AGR and you've had, another inconvenience. I can be reached at scott@international-hiphop.com. Like I said, we'll definitely get all the kinks worked out. And, you know, we don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. So please, guys, reach out to me. And, you know, can't wait to get the next steps of the promo started. Don't forget to check out wix.com. They're our new partner. They set up free flash sites.
you know, we're able to kind of get that into the next, you know, part in, you know, helping you guys out. So definitely, man, we got a lot of things going on. So, you know, we got a ton of stuff going on. Seti, man, what do you think, man? I mean, you've had a ton of our artists on the show. I mean, how about, you know, how do you feel the, you know, the positive results that we're doing? I mean, are you pretty happy? The artists pretty happy when they come on the show? You know, I'm not always
yeah,
able to.
Like, I've seen, like, for me, for instance, I've seen someone that's, you know, on volume, that has been on, I think, all three volumes. At least I know volume one for sure. T. Hullaby.
Yeah, T. Hullaby's actually, she's got seven songs within our catalog. She's on every volume. And, you know, like, our distribution is non-exclusive, so a lot of people kind of get confused and they're just looking for a payday. But, you know, bro, our services cost $125 now. If somebody's thinking they're going to make $1 million or, you know, kind of be a star overnight from paying $100 at one point. Now our services are $125. They're, you know, really sadly mistaken because, you know, if they read all of our invoice and the services, bro, you'll see what we do. And, you know, if he hasn't gotten all the services and obviously he's not done anything with our new partner Wix, he hasn't sent me over the link for that or the World News Network promo. So, you know, hopefully the guy emails me. Don't forget, bro, scott@international-hiphop.com. Not sure what email you got. Maybe you've been trying to reach out to AGR, but please do email me, bro. You can get me on Facebook, Elevated Scott. I'm, you know, always on there 24/7. So, you know, ELV, the number 8, Scott on Twitter. I'm pretty accessible. So, you know, please, anybody, we got like 200 clients worldwide. I know a lot of you guys have not done the promo for the World News Network and also have not sent over the Wix links. So we just want to make sure everybody's kind of in the loop and we got a ton of other things going on. So definitely look out for mixtapeseries.com coming this spring. Going to get all of you guys up on there as well. Obviously, Seti's going to be a big part of that. So, you know, I mean, what are some of the artists that you've had on the show, I mean, that we've had in the past? So, I mean, who's been on the show that is kind of, you know, pretty positive, you know, there?
Going to it more, T. Hull be like that's one of y'all biggest success stories, definitely, say, that I've seen personally. And it's all about, at the end of the day, like you said, like a lot of people, they're looking for it. If you come to the industry and you think you're gonna find an easy way out, there is no easy or easy way in and out, whatever you want to say, call it. There's no
right.
way. There's it's not happening. And
no, I mean,
like,
they just they don't understand.
T. Hobie's been one of those people who, because of the movement, it's helped play a very big part in a lot of stuff she's done.
She was just in meetings with Sony Music.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to make that point that she just had a meeting with Sony and whatnot, and a lot of the she stays getting booked. As a matter of fact, she's even, you know, she's in my area, but she actually had to perform for me about a couple of weeks ago. And a lot of people are feeling that music. Like, she has some really, she's very versatile in her style of music, and that's the thing at the end of the day. You got to take this movement and you utilize it as a part of your catalog of things you have going. I remember
exactly. It's stepping stones, and, you know, we've leveraged resources to help artists get to the next level. And that's a part of what today's show is. You know, we want to give these artists tools. I mean, there's a lot of websites out there that are free that we also have profiles on that we want to hyperlink and connect with our artists that we can, you know, also help them beef up their online presence. I mean, there's one of the newest resources that we use is Buzznet. Buzznet is an entertainment company magazine, actually. They get over 2 million views a month. I mean, you know, that's more than some subscriptions of, you know, Vogue and, I mean, a lot of other, you know, really prominent magazines. We have a page on there. We promote all the artists on there. And, you know, it gets linked up through the magazine, you know, content created by users. Pretty much the whole concept is it's created by pop culture, fashion experts and, you know, music culture type people. And, you know, we want to make sure everybody that's listening to the show goes and signs up for Buzznet and, you know, definitely connect with the Global Attack page on there. Seti, if you see somebody calling in, man, it might be our artist in New Zealand, actually.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you've got somebody on 649. Let me see who that is. All right. Caller 649, you're on Life or Death Live, Trending Topic Thursday with your boy, Seti J in Elevated Scott. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you guys going? It's your boy Chaos from New Zealand, all the way from Mangawai,
no,
here's New Zealand. Pretty much small town, yeah, compared to you guys, but yeah, we're doing our thing. Got involved with the Global Attack mixtape, everything, so yeah.
No doubt, bro. So, I mean, you know, just let everybody know, man, you know, what's your name, where they can find you. You know, this is what actually one of our success stories here. You know, the whole concept of our movement is to leverage these artists, signed and unsigned, leverage their fan bases together so they can build together and kind of tap into new markets around the world and build their fan bases off of one another. And this is one of the artists that we have, our international artist. He's actually all the way from New Zealand. I mean, you know, the guy's got to move. And Chaos, just tell him what it is, man. Tell him what's going on. Global Attack Mixtapes. This is what we do.
No, it's cool. So just me and just doing my same old stuff. Just you can find me on Facebook. Look up Chaos, K-A-O-S. I've got an artist for the Global Attack Mixtape. And, I'm slowly grinding pretty hard. So just been working on some stuff today and working on a new song that I'm sending in for Volume 5. So, yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, Volume 5, we actually got, Mano being featured on that, and also Be Real from Cypress Hill. So, you know, that's going to be actually coming up the end of this month. So, you know, it's been a long time coming. Like I said, you know, we've had some issues with past, you know, employees and things. So, you know, we just had to do a little cleaning house, and we're ready for 2012, man. So, you know, what's going on in New Zealand, bro? You doing shows over there? I mean, what's next for you? I mean, is there a really big hip-hop culture in your country, or are you kind of, like, really spearheading that movement?
Well, New Zealand, you know, you can't go very far with the music in New Zealand. There's, like, there's a lot of hip-hop and, like, involvement around thing, and, like, there's just, like, not much things you really can do just apart from do music. Well, no, there's not much we can do around here. It's not a big country. We're, like, bottom of the South Pacific Island, you know? So, yeah, we just...
Are there hip-hop nightclubs or hip-hop, like, are there hip-hop nightclubs or are there, like, where do you go to, like, the party at there? I mean, I'm sure they're, you know, they're playing the hip-hop music over there, right? Of course.
They are. There's a lot of hip-hop clubs in Auckland City, which is an hour from my town here. I'm in just a small town that no one would ever heard of. But, yeah, if you go for an hour there, there's just usually just clubs. That's all I go to is just hip-hop clubs, really. So, yeah.
Nice. What are some of the clubs out there?
Some of the clubs, there's Pony, there's Code, what else is there? There's Shooters. Those are just practically the main hip hop clubs there is, really. They've not really got a big scene for hip hop, you know. There's a lot of people that don't like it over here, but there's a lot of people that do, so they just don't understand it, really.
No doubt. Maybe next time you go out to these clubs, bro, you can put us in touch with, you know, some of the management and the DJ. Maybe we could try to do like a Global Attack release party for you there. You know, try to have you perform,
exactly.
And you know, we'll do some, have some sponsors, give out some free gifts to, you know, everybody that's coming through. I mean, that would be cool. Now, are you like, you're on the island, bro? Are you a surfer too, bro? You surf or what?
Oh no, nah, not me, man. I'm not a surfer, but everyone else around here, yeah, I'm a surfer, but more of a just a chill out guy. Eh? So yeah.
No doubt. No, I gotta know, bro. How is the weed in New Zealand? It just sounds like it would be good.
It's real good. It's skunky, so we're always rolling up some blunts, so now we're happy.
No doubt, man. So, I mean, you know, how did the whole Global Attack process go down for you? I mean, how did you find out about the movement and, you know, what has it done for you so far?
I think I just saw one of your promotions that was on the internet on Facebook, one of the the artist pages where people go in there for unsigned artists and independent, you know, went on there and had a look and saw your thing there, and I thought maybe it'd be a good opportunity to click on it, and it's going fine for me at the moment, so I'm happy with it.
No doubt, man. Now, we were able to connect you with, you know, like 25 of the top DJs around the world, right? I mean, you did some DJ drops for us and, you know, like, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I did all of those, and so all the DJ drops should be all ready to go and everything, so
I can't wait to see the footage, man. You know, you said you did, you know, we're connected now with the World News Network, obviously internationalhiphop.com. We're going to be running promo videos. And I heard you got some crazy footage over there in New Zealand for us to...
Yeah, I did actually. I went around my hometown first and did a little bit of a bit of it over in, like, my hometown. And then I went to Auckland City right in one of the... They call it SkyTel, and it's like the thing that's in Canada, like that tallest tower. Similar to that, but it's a little bit bigger.
That's sick. Yeah, I've seen the picture, that was actually a picture that you took on the... that you set up on Wix.com. And make sure everybody who's listening, don't forget free flash sites, Wix.com. the official affiliate of the Global Attack mixtapes. I mean, you know, so that was an official picture that you took that's on your Wix page?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
That's
yep,
sick,
no, that was right in the middle. That was on the Harbour Bridge in Auckland City. So it's actually a nice city away from my hometown. So that's where I like to go chill and, you know, go to the studio there every now and then. And, yeah, whenever I get the chance to, really.
Sweet. That's what's up. So, I mean, now, what are you working on? I know we got a couple of your records that we're releasing. And, you know, I mean, what is it that you're working on right now? I mean, what are some of the singles that you got coming out on the Global Attack mixtapes? And, you know, what's going on with that?
Oh yeah, I've got on the Global Attack the Volume 5 one. I've got Let Me See Your Tattoo, and that was produced by myself really. But that's for Volume 5 of the Global Attack mixtape. And then I've got this other one that I'm thinking about putting out that I'm working on today. It's called Hey There, but not too sure if that's the one I'm going to put on for Volume 6 because I'm going on Volume 6 as well. So still trying to find out a real nice beat that I could just jump on quickly and, yeah, get the job done.
No doubt, man. Yeah, that's what's up. So now what is like, you know, who would you say your target market is for, you know, your audience?
Just pretty much like, my target audience is just...
I mean, are you going after, you know, the ladies? Are you going after the guys in the clubs? Or after the ladies? Are you going after the party people? I mean, who are you trying to reach with your music? You know, I think that music... with it, especially being in the digital age, with it is being, you know, the trending topic Thursdays, you know, we definitely want to know what kind of separates you because, you know, there's so many people saturating the marketplace right now. And obviously, you know, you being from New Zealand, that's obviously a good thing. We can't wait to get you over here in the States. You know, I hope you're going to be coming to, you know, the event that we have in New York City for the launch of mixtapeseries.com.
Yeah,
so, but, I mean, you know, what would you say, you know, who your target audience is?
My target audience is really just for anyone, eh? That's, you know, if you're feeling the flow, then go with it. But it's more just, you know, more like trying to get into, like, club scene, sort of get the club pumping, you know. But at the same time, for the ladies, guys, for anyone, really. So, yeah.
No doubt, man. That's what's up. So, I mean, aside from the Global Attack mixtapes, you know, with our distribution and, the, you know, the website features and the radio interviews, I mean, how are you reaching your audience right now?
I mean, just how I'm reaching them at the moment is just usually just like going on Facebook and logging into all my artist pages, promoting all of it online and stuff, and just sending it out to as much people as I can. And so I just want to, yeah, just reach out to as many people as I can. So if you guys are listening, go into Check Chaos, Facebook,
no doubt, man.
My artist page, got a lot of everything. SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, I'm on there. So if you guys want to have a look, take a look.
Yeah, man. Well, definitely. We'll have you plugged in here. I know you're in New Zealand, man. We don't want to run up the bill too much, but you know, definitely. Thanks for calling in, bro. And you know, we'll definitely keep you in tune with the movement. And obviously, you know, can't wait to get you up on the World News Network with that more video. And you know, please, any of the other Global Attack artists mixtapes out there, don't forget to connect with my man Chaos. Figure out how you guys can link up. You know, cross promote together. He's in New Zealand, wherever you are. You know, this is what the movement's about, man. It's obviously a global thing. So appreciate you calling in, bro. Keep it easy.
Do that, man. You guys too. Take care. All right, man.
You too, bro.
Yes, no doubt. So, yeah, Seti, man, I obviously, you know, I mean, I guess that speaks volumes for itself, huh? I don't know.
Anytime we get, I got a little something. Anytime anybody that comes over here and acts crazy, this is what you get when you come over here to a show that has such a success rate with people who are successful. This is what we got for you. Crickets.
It's
that's
all good,
I gotta,
man.
Say
people, you know, it is what it is, bro. But hey, you know, we got, obviously, they say for every one hater, you got five people who believe in your movement. So I like those odds. Obviously, you know, haters, I mean, I wouldn't really call the guy a hater. He might have just been involved with AGR at a time when we were in a really bad transitional phase. And now, obviously, he's no longer involved with the movement. And it's just me and, you know, our webmaster, Devin, kind of knocking things out, man. And, you know, we're happy that, you know, we still have you on board, and we're only growing, and we're going to continue to grow, and everybody who's already in the catalog is going to continue to grow with us. And I challenge anybody that, you know, that's not happy with, you know, what we're doing to reach out to me at scott@internationalhiphop.com. If you'd like the royalty payments, I can send you over the sales reports. But again, you know, our distribution is non-exclusive, so the artists sell their stuff elsewhere. So, you know, they can either buy individual singles –
or they can buy the whole album. So, I mean, if an artist doesn't have any sales, you know, how can we sell any of his music? Actually, you know what? I'm going to pull up this guy's the sales report from Volume 2 live on air and read his individual song sales. Because if this guy, you know, he's so angry, I mean, maybe he should worry about getting up his fan base so we can actually help him sell the units and get involved with the promo, like signing up for, you know, Wix.com sites and, you know, getting done the promo clips for the World News Network and the DJ drops. And, you know, we like to work, man. We're all about less talk and more action. But, you know, this is your show, Seti. So, I mean, what do you got up next, man? What's up? What's going on? What's next in the show?
Well, man, obviously, the next up, man, well, I want to chop up a couple of different things. One, I want to have a personal experience with me about me and you were talking about them the other day, and this has something to do with social media and how important it is to have your face hyperlinked as much places as possible. And we were having a discussion, and I was like, oh my God, man. Oh my God, no, you know, a lot of stuff, like trying to be on like different websites. And you're pushing me, like I said, you got to remember, you got to have yourself out there like a spider web. And basically for me, you know, heck, if anybody knows that, heck, I know that every time I turn my head, somebody like, damn, you on another site? And that's the thing. The key thing is, like you said, it's important to hyperlink what you got going on as many places as possible, because that's how you build yourself in the Google ranks, on search ranks and whatnot, as far as all your stuff going on. And people don't realize that. Like, they go, oh, my God, there's so much work going on, but it's important to do that, to keep that going and trending in what you got going on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there's a couple of sites that we're affiliated with really heavy that I would also, you know, recommend everybody to go sign up on. Aside from Wix.com, don't forget to go check out OneSheet, which is basically, you know, it's pretty much speaks for itself. It's a sheet that has all of your social networks, your videos. I mean, you can check out OneSheet.com for more info. Also, there's a really great company out of Mass that we work with called It's My URLs.
Yes, I thank you for turning me on to that.
Yeah, man, that's a great resource that we use. We're really, you know, happy and great, you know, full of the guys at It's My URLs. They've, you know, really helped us a great deal with, you know, getting our, you know, links out there. I mean, it's basically your complete online presence in one click. You know, people can tweet it, they can share it. There's a QR code. I mean, you know, it's great. You guys should all check out itsmyurls.com. You know, hook us up with us. We're the global, you know, mixtapes up on there. So definitely just, you know, I got a huge list to go over with everybody. But, you know, we'll get into, you know, what's next in the show, man. I mean, what's going on with, you know, with the digital age in media? I mean, you got to look at, you know, iTunes sales and, you know, all of these other things that are kind of been generated over the course that, you know, music industry is really in a digital age. And that's why we're here to talk about that. So, you know, what do you think, Seti, man? What is really good?
Well, I was talking about earlier, I said something about Twitter as far as how, no, like this week Twitter released the new look of Twitter, how they were going to have it running, all that stuff. It's really, in my opinion, easier to use. The way they redid it was easier to use. But, of course, it's always when you have that change in this digital music and media industry, people complain for like the first couple of weeks. But that's the thing. You got to understand the fact. I said, and I made this comment earlier. The reason why all these digital media outlets are changing so rapidly is because the world is changing so rapidly. So if you can't keep up with that, then you're really gonna be stuck. You're gonna be stuck in the curve. Like, you're just gonna be like kind of like when your grandparents are like, oh, Sammy, I don't know how to use a computer. So you're like the grandparent not being able to use a computer, but except it's something that you should know. You should know, but everybody knows by now that Facebook is going to change quick, and Twitter is going to change quick, because if you remember, that's one of the things that kind of hurt MySpace. MySpace kind of hurt a little bit because of the fact that they didn't change as rapidly with what's going on, with the way the world was changing. And that's the thing, like, but you, like, for instance, what you got going on, like, I paid attention to that. You change with what's going on. Me, people see me all the time because of Dust Sweat. You go there and you're like, damn it, you change something else. I change, not only by changing something, but I make it, really, the end of the day is, if you notice, actually, when people making complaints with these changes, really a lot of these changes are making stuff more simple. That's really what they're trying to do at the end of the day, is trying to make things as simple as possible to make your job much more efficient and quicker.
No doubt, definitely. And, you know, you got to be innovative, and you got to be able to really, you know, take things in stride and get in tune with, you know, what's going on. And obviously, Facebook gets more clicks than Google. You know, there's a lot of resources out there. But, I mean, you look at a lot of artists, and you got to realize, like, there's so many people that are using Facebook and Twitter and, you know, these kind of strategies to spearhead their campaigns to push their marketing efforts. And it's just like, what would you do if Facebook and Twitter shut down tomorrow? You know, I ask that to a lot of artists, and it's like, you know, it really makes them think, oh, well, I don't know. What would I do? Like, I'll just go sell CDs, you know. But, I mean, you know, not a lot of people really – that's, you know, it's all – we're in a digital age. It's all about the digital download, the MP3, and, you know, people like music being accessible. I mean, you ask, you know, 10, 13-year-old kids now what a Sony Walkman is, they wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about. You ask them what an iPod is, they don't know exactly what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, because some people almost don't. You know, CDs are still in stores. It's still brand new versus CDs. Half the time, most people don't even get CDs anymore. They get, like, when I got the Watch the Throne album, I got the deluxe edition off of iTunes. I didn't get it off. I didn't go buy the CD.
Now, see, there's some CDs like that, like my boy Matt. Like, Matt bought one of those CDs because he was actually at the launch party. So, you know, if you, like, that's a collect. Like, some things are collector's items. But, I mean, I really think and believe that, you know, with the way that the digital technology is and, the way the music industry is going, you know, everything is digital now, and people expect it that way. And, you know, it's really convenient, and that's the way that it should be. And I think that it's only going to get more and more accessible with the way that phones and, you know, all these different gadgets are kind of coming along. And, I mean, technology is amazing.
All right, let's see. We got a call from the 419. I'm going to check and see what we got. I'm going to just open that line up. All right, call from the 419. You on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and my very special co-host, Elevated Scott. What's up?
Hey there, Ceddie. Hey there, Elevated Scott. How y'all doing?
What is going down, miss? How are you?
How are you?
Oh, no complaints. Who is this? Who we have on the line with us?
I know who this is. This is the great, the one and only. Hey, if anybody knows about digital media and itself, Miss Computer Lady, what's up?
Hey there, what's up?
Much. I'm glad you called into the perfect show, actually, because you deal with computers and technology all the time. Like, they kind of explain, like, how important it is for people to stay in tune with what's going on in the rapid changes of technology.
Oh, man. Well, I'm honored, and thank you. I wasn't trying to ruin the show, but I was like, okay, they talking about computers. They going to make me call. But on that,
yeah, we're glad you called.
Yeah, I'm glad to have called. Thank you. With the rapid changes as far as computers are concerned, is it easy to keep up with? No, it's not. Will you have to? Yes, you will, because we are in a very technological society now where it is instant. You have, unfortunately, those who basically don't know about the basics. I mean, something as simple as attaching a file or a photo or whatever to an email and sending it off to someone as an example. You have people who don't know how to do that. Are you serious?
I still get that to this day. People sending me emails saying, oh, I put it in the email, and they didn't do the attachments right. Still to this day, I get that problem.
And this is 2012, let me tell you. But, yes, you do, and SETI can't account for this. There are times when you have to tell people, especially when you're trying to interview artists, you know, you're trying to do your livelihood, what you're doing. You don't necessarily have time for when they try to send you the link to the site to download all the tracks. You know, at times I don't mind, but sometimes I don't have the time. or they send you, well, I sent you my song, but it's in a CDA file format instead of an MP3 file format.
Oh, my God.
Because what can I say? Try the Eric Radio Commission in the house, but anyway. I mean, whoo, it's like, man, I had to literally find a program to convert it from that to that. I'm like, well, witness, I'm going to be doing that. You want to pay me now. Look.
Speaking of, I got to ask that question. Scott, how many artists, have artists done that to you? Have they sent, like, you pretty much work with MP3s for the most part. Like, have artists sent y'all completely the most craziest file types to put it in music and whatnot?
Actually, yeah, that's actually what's holding up Volume 4 right now. Today I had to reach out to all of our retailers. iTunes, iTunes actually rejects music if it's not a certain size. Like, it has to be, 16-bit sample size with, a sample rate of 44.1, kilohertz and, 14, I think 11 bit rate. So, WAV files are not really, like, how we do it, and I kind of uploaded the wrong file, not really looking, because I would assume that an artist and an engineer would be able to, send me the proper formatted file, but obviously that didn't happen. So, we experience things like that all the time. So,
right. The thing also is this: I know the other format that can be accepted is WAV, but at the same time, sound quality-wise, MP3 is better, and it's a format of a audio file that is, I guess you could say, more universal. But then there are times, which are very few, which WAV is better, because although converting anything to WAV, it's going to take up less of the bits and all of that. For email purposes, sometimes that's best, but then you run into the problem again: sound quality. Because this is what I discovered. I don't know if anybody else, but this is what I discovered.
Oh yeah, I noticed that too. A lot of times, like you said, the sound quality, like in like Scott was saying, when people send him stuff, it has to be at a certain bit rate. Like that's very important. I will tell you, when I listen to a song, I can tell the bit rate that's in it. Because sometimes even little things like the volume of things, like the way, that's why they ever say industry standard. Sometimes you don't realize some of the little small things, like certain instruments need to be a lot more higher, or some things need to be a lot more lower. They don't fix those certain things. And when it comes down to the final product, it doesn't kind of sound too good.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
No,
I mean,
no, it's
crazy.
Yes, it is. It can be crazy. But, do what you can and you can what you do as far as that is concerned. But I'm glad you're talking about digital age, because you were also mentioning again about, some of the challenges that could happen, especially with the website. I mean, I have to be in the midst of updating that myself. I really need to get someone else to do it, because of all that I'm involved in, I don't necessarily have the time. But I say that to say this. I think that's probably where my space fell short, as you had said before, trying to keep up with what's going on in the world as far as technology and how to embrace it and take advantage of it. If Facebook and Twitter were to, and we're not wishing that, but if something were to happen to them, a lot of us would be in quite a pickle, because those are the two main social media sites in the world. I mean, two sites, what would you say? Facebook or Twitter? Twitter or Facebook, depending on that. But,
yeah, Reverb Nation is pretty big for recording artists as well, but, it's nowhere near as obviously as Facebook or Twitter.
Right, that's understandable. But your internet presence, if anybody's listening, is very vital, because you do make use of the Facebook, you do make use of the Twitter, but there are other sites in which you have to make your presence. If it's free and you're able to use it to promote your music, or in my case, to promote your business, well, promoting music, you are, in a sense, a small business owner if you think about it. Make use of all these sites, such as Reverb Nation, such as Jangle, such as, you know, Spreaker or Podomatic or all the others that are out here.
You gotta
get your grind on. I'm not leaving out BTR. I'm mentioning BTR too, but you gotta get your grind on. Your grind is 24/7, 7 a week, 4 weeks out of the month, 4 months out of the year, and all that. You got to get in.
Okay. All right. All right. We're gonna go to a quick music break real quick, and then we'll be back. So we got about 9 more minutes left over. We come back, we get ready to get to our closing statements as far as today's topic, because it's definitely a very good topic, and I appreciate everyone that came through. I see it's a call from the 580. When we come back, we'll check in with you as well. So hold on, this track here we have is by my boy Sin Wright. This is No Liars. We're right back on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy City J, special guest, my boy Elevator Scott.
It's EMP in your area, Sin Wright in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Sin Wright in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area.
It takes me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty in the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams, without a squirrel scene, we bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info, she's a floozy that uses a tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the Sin Show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk of spaces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high, she teaches that firefight in school. So I work my magic, a couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that ass on fire, with no light to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. Hot times I get, I'll be floating to the bank. I'll be on my cloud now, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place.
All right. Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and my special guest co-host with the most, my boy, Elevator Scott.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We got a special caller on the line, actually from Connecticut, one of our official media affiliates, Sean Perry from DigitizedHipHop.com. You know, he's been obviously with it being Trending Topic Thursdays with the digital music, wasn't that a perfect
other guests to get on the show, and then another website owner that we're affiliated with that promotes our artists, that promotes us, our movement, Digitized Hip Hop, Sean Perry. What's cracking, man? What's good?
Hey, what up, man? How you doing? How's everyone doing?
Pretty good, man. Glad to have you, man.
I'm with Digitized Hip Hop. I am an affiliate, and you know, we curate the dopest shit, man. We curate the dopest rap music. We also put up posts regarding social media and technology, and you know how you can get ahead. It's for go-getters, the entrepreneurs, you know, the internet hustlers, so to speak.
That's great, man. Now, what are some of your strategies with the digital music age? I mean, how are you able to separate yourself from, obviously, you know, the likes of the World Star Hip Hop and, you know, some of the other things like that? I mean, what is your really, well, what's really your niche with?
That's a very good question. What we deal with are artists that are up and coming that are about to blow. So we focus on artists, not necessarily artists that are already established, like a Jay-Z or Kanye West or so forth. They already have a machine going, and they've already worked hard to build that. So we focus on independent up-and-coming artists like a Gilbert Forte or like a Nitty Scott that are about to blow, that are still hungry, you know, and artists like, you know, that you have, you know, Scott. So that's what
we like to
focus on. You know, the hungry artists that use the internet to put their music out. You know, like in the 90s at hip hop, you know, even the 80s, you know, cats like Too Short at N.W.A. were pushing their music out of their trunks. You know, like E-40, just directly selling the mixtapes out. But now we got artists that deal with, you know, go directly to the internet to put their stuff out, and that's the type of artists we focus on.
No doubt, man. That's what's really good, bro. We definitely really appreciate you, you know, being affiliated with the Global Attack mixtapes, and, you know, I definitely love your site, man, and it's digitizedhiphop.com, right? I mean, that's the movement.
That's the movement. That is the movement, and I appreciate this opportunity and talking to you guys.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We'll definitely connect soon, but we got some more content sending your way, and don't forget to send us some stuff soon, bro. Be easy.
No doubt. Peace, bro. Peace. Thanks.
No doubt.
We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no problem. All right, peace.
Yeah, man. So, you know, so we got artists in New Zealand. We got website affiliates like digitizedhiphop.com. You know, I mean, we got over 200 satisfied customers. I guess, obviously, one unsatisfied customer from our earlier caller, but hopefully he reaches out to me at scott@international-hiphop.com. So we can get him over all the next steps and the promo opportunities, and you know, we're gonna just kind of, I guess we only got a few minutes left, but I mean, I got a huge list that we can kind of run down of you know, some of the free resources. I mean, what do you got next for the guy, Seti?
Oh, you know what? Hey, should we still got a lot. If you got enough time here, we can extend it for another 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah, man, I'm here, bro. I'm all in. I mean, we definitely got a ton of sites. Real quick, I mean, I want to make sure everybody goes, grabs a pen, gets ready to type this up. I'm going to list off a few of them right here. That these are free resources, free networks for recording artists that, you know, you guys should all be signed up on. And the first one, you know, a lot of you are probably familiar with, rstage.com. They're an MTV partner. It's a free site, kind of like MySpace, if you will, but for recording artists. So definitely check out rstage.com, O-U-R-S-T-A-G-E.com. Also, hitlab.com, which is Akon's social networking, you know, machine with, you know, unsigned artists from all over the globe. Hitlab.com, H-I-T-L-A-B.com. Definitely check that one out. Obviously, I'm sure most of you are probably already on hotnewhiphop.com, another free platform. So, you know, definitely get up on those sites. Those are just three. We got a huge list to go through, but it goes over. But hitlab.com, rstage.com, and hotnewhiphop.com. Those are the first three that we're going to get into. Make sure you guys sign up, connect with us. Let's build. Let's grow. But, Seti, man, what else you got, man? What's been going on in Texas? But I know you're one of the hardest working dudes in, you know, in the media mogul game.
Man, I definitely say, as far as, like, in Texas, man, one of the things I've been blessed to be able to do is, you know, it's a lot of independent artists up here, and the thing is, they understand, it's a lot of people that's grinding extra hard. I have to say that. I watch their movements, they understand how important Barbara, like, it's crazy. Like, you think it's a small, the place I stay in now is a small town, per se, but the language of how they understand the music industry is so crazy that, you know, it's definitely going to put them on the map. Because this, I mean, every time I turn my head, I hear one of these guys talking about viral this, viral that, viral this, viral that. They talk viral like it's like their first language or whatnot. And
that's great.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's been good because, you know, like when I first started, you know, I was just doing the show. And then about a year ago from this month is when I started actually DJing in the clubs or whatnot. And that's one of the things that's been helping to push the movement is this movement that you got going on now of how strong it is to build up of becoming artists. Heck, we've made a stage where people that are up and coming artists can perform. Because a lot of times, if you're not a lot of these other clubs, if you're not a big name artist, you know, you're not going to perform. Not like how we do it. But also too, we go out to the quality. You know, we still mean people think, oh yeah, yeah, they just go get any old person. We should get the quality people because, like you said, having a strong fan base is very, very vitally important. If you
at the end of the day, I mean, here's the deal. This is how it is, bro. This is some inside information for these fools that think they have the game figured out. The record labels do not just care. They do not care about your hot song. That is not what they care about. They care about, obviously, the song, you know, has to be good, of course, but that's not the only thing that they care about. What they care about is you having a dedicated fan base, a movement that's going to buy merchandise and buy the song. At the end of the day, they could put that machine behind you, but they want people to have proven movements. And, like, you know, look at a guy like Mac Miller. I mean, he's a prime example. I mean, he's an independent guy. I mean, he's getting deals left and right offers, but, he's comfortable with where he's at because, you know, he has a movement. This kid has dedicated fans. You got these, you know, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg types. I mean, these guys have dedicated movements behind them. And that's really what you need. You know, like the record labels, it's not just about a hot song. It's about having the movement. It's about having fans that are going to buy the merchandise that they put out, buy the songs that you put out. So, you know, you got to get your buzz up. If you go, anybody goes to a record label right now, any label in the game, Jive, Sony, Universal, Def Jam, anybody, what they're going to tell you is go get your buzz up. That's the first thing they're going to say. Get your BDS spins up. Get your online presence up. That's exactly what they're going to say. Like, I mean, I've been in these type of meetings, so, you know, I mean, you got to get your buzz up, and that's what we're here to do today. We're here to give you some free resources to help you get your buzz up in the digital age.
In some cases, some don't even go after the spins or some right off the back. Like, they go strictly off of your fan base. Like, they're like, okay, this dude might not even had a chance to even sell albums yet. But it's the fact that he's put out music and he has a strong fan base. We want to get behind this person. They look at that stuff sometimes alone before they even think about spins. Spins helps is an added thing added bonus to helping you land some stuff. But if you don't have a strong fan base, at the end of the day, that's where it's all going to fall at. So,
because
important to it.
I mean, you can force the radio stations to play your songs when you have listeners and people that actually call up and request your music. That's how you get your song into rotation. I mean, obviously, there needs to be money kickstarting the record, but at the end of the day, it's all really about having that movement that pushes everything out really heavy and strong. You know, it's sad a lot of people don't understand that. But, hey, I mean, get your buzz up, man. That's what we're here to do. Hopefully, we can help some people today with some resources, and, you know, we'll definitely get their buzz up immediately.
Exactly, and I mean, that was definitely, and that's got to say shout out to as far as getting buzzed up, too. Shout out to the post that y'all did on me about a week and a half ago on internationalhiphop.com. We definitely appreciate y'all for doing that. And as well, we also did one on y'all, too, as far as Global Tech mixtapes and a little bit about international hiphop. It's definitely something that needs to be done. Just, like you said, the buzz, making those connections. A lot of times, heck, when people say have a budget, they're not necessarily just saying that you ain't got a bunch of money, that you're not going to be successful. No, they're meaning you, when you have to have a bunch of, you have to have a good, a substantial amount of money, but you got to spend your money smart. You got to spend your money in a smart way. Like, there's no different ways we can say it anymore. Like, me and Scott would tell you this every day, drill into your head until the end, until the sun come up. But if you don't spend your money in a smart way, then you're not necessarily going to be, you know, whatever. So don't, and in other words, too, when I say that in a smart way, I mean, you got to be actively involved with where you spend your money at. Like, I don't
spend my money.
You
don't even need to spend your own money. I mean, here's the deal. We're, like, I mean, sorry to cut you off, bro, but, you know, we're kind of beating the dead horse with that. A lot of people, they don't understand. If you want business results out of the music business, you have to treat it as a real business. It's not a hobby. This is a business. And, you know, luckily, you know, you don't need to spend your own money because this show is all about helping you find ways to build up your online presence. We're also going to help you raise money. So there's a website. Everybody, make sure you check this out. Very, very important website in the game right now. PledgeMusic.com. So check that out. PledgeMusic.com. So basically what it is it's a way for you to help your favorite artists make their records. If an artist, you know, needs money for a design, they whatever it is, man, they have custom tailored fundraising campaigns for their next release or whatever it is. So, I mean, you can get involved and, you know, help your favorite bands create, you know, great music or get on tour, whatever it is. It can be anything from DJing at your house party to attending a rehearsal or even a movie dinner with the band. You can actually get interactive, you know, giving out contests for your fans and for the artists. I mean, you know, it's a music company offering you a new way to take control of your career at the end of the day. I mean, I don't know what more you want.
Well, I guess, yeah, I'm checking the website now. It's pretty extensive here, and that's what I gotta say. That's pretty good. Like you said,
yeah,
you
have
to spend your own money, and that goes back yet again into having a strong fan base. Because a lot
exactly.
of times, you never know. I see people. I've seen artists from, like, matter of fact, from your camp that came to me. The first thing he did was, like, you know, it feels weird. Sometimes it feels weird because when someone first meets you and that's the first thing they say, it's so kind of weird somewhat. To me, it's a good weird, but y'all get what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
like,
well, you know,
he was like, man, how much? What monetary contribution can I do to help your projects keep going? And that's the thing. A lot of times, people will reach out to you themselves. Like, y'all gotta understand that.
It's very important, and I'm learning this the hard way. Obviously, you know, I've been in business for a while now, and, you know, I'm learning it's a lot easier to attract money than to chase it. So once you learn the difference between attracting money and chasing it, you know, life gets a lot easier. So if you can attract money and not chase it, you know, figure out what that means, people.
It's like going to females, exactly. It's a crazy transition, what we say, analogy, but it works in the same way. Like, you don't have girl problems, you don't have problems with getting a girl when you know how to attract females. The people who try so hard to chase them are the ones who continually have so many problems for finding the right type of chick.
Yeah, you know, it sucks, but hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm lucky I got a great girl.
Yes,
hopefully
yes.
She's listening. Hopefully she's listening.
Yeah.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, she listened. She owes you a nice Valentine's Day gift for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I mean, getting back to business, Pledge Music is definitely... It's a great way. I mean, they're not interested in being any right owners of your music. They don't want anything to do. They just want to help you fund whatever type of format or record you want, you know, to release next. I mean, that's it. It's simple. And, you know, and they encourage you to participate with your fans in an exciting and unique way. I mean, pledgemusic.com. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys, but, I mean, I can only lead you to the water. I can't make you drink it, too. So hopefully you're thirsty and hungry and you can use these tools to get to the next level. So, definitely check out PledgeMusic.com. That's, you know, one of the hottest things out. Also, another website we got is the Global Music Project. So, again, that's GlobalMusicProject.com. Basically, what the Global Music Project is it's a nonprofit where you can actually you can offer free downloads for, you know, their campaigns and other things that, you know, are going on, like Doctors Without Borders or, you know, the Humane Society, ton of different charities that they're involved with. You know, I mean, it's, they have music discovery programs, music culture events, and, you know, they help you get your music out there to people that are, you know, it's an official 501c3 nonprofit representing music fans, artists, event promoters, progressive businesses, social activists, and others who believe in the power of music to attract, educate, and inspire humanity to participate in making a better world. That's a lot to read, man. But yeah, it's Global Music Project. Check them out. GlobalMusicProject.com. It's definitely, I mean, we got some music up there, but, you know, you submit your music to them and they get it out to the people. You can donate your music to some of the different sponsorships and programs that they have. And, it's a great, 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 great way to get your music out there. They're highly ranked in the search engines. When you set up a profile page, make sure you put in your artist name. So also there's so we got like pledgemusic.com, globalmusicproject.com, and the next one is ulicense.com. I think you kind of might already. Yeah, ulicense.com. So, you know, obviously, if you're an independent artist, you're probably fairly new to the licensing game, but licensing music is, you know, how you get your music on commercials, TV, cell phone ringers, you know, everything from A to Z, wherever you hear music, it's, you know, you can license music. People can license music for talk shows. It's, you know, a great way to earn additional royalties than you already are. So, you know, basically it offers artists, writers, producers, publishers, labels, or any music owners, it's, you know, ulicense is a non-exclusive, simple, and free-to-join. Start licensing your music now. So check them out, ulicense.com, for, you know, basically film, TV, advertising, mobile, web, audio recordings, and any other use with our unique technology search engine you can find and license music you need now. So if you need music, you want to get your music out there to people who need it, license it, you know, check it out. It's free. ulicense.com. I mean, again, we're giving you some resources that we use. We hope that all of you would take these and, you know, pledgemusic.com, pledgemusic.com, globalmusicproject.com, and ulicense.com. I mean, I don't know. It's a great day that we're able to share these resources, and hopefully you guys use them to your advantage, and we'd love to hear some success stories. I mean, what do you think, Say? What's, you know, have you got a chance to check out some of these sites that we've been plugging throughout the show?
Yeah, I've actually been checking them as we go. Global, I'd say, as far as, let me tell you why I like, I quickly get tidbits about why I like each one. As far as Global, I go in different orders. GlobalMusicProject.com, actually, I like that because the fact that if you're an artist, like I've been talking about this all the time, it's very, very important to have a strong PR campaign too, as far as with your music. And what better way to have a strong PR campaign than to give back to the community? Anything you have to give back to the community, it always helps your PR campaign be really strong. And people tend to support people they see actively in the community. So by doing that, you're now taking that and putting your music as well at the same time. You're helping yourself. You're doing two things at one time, helping your PR campaign and you're putting in your music out there to the masses to help make a better change or something. So I have to say, that's something I would definitely recommend in people, because I talk about that a lot as far as, you know, community service and whatnot, as far as you're going to be in the music industry. Now, ulicense, like you said, that site is there. Definitely say that's very important too, because having the right paperwork, and there's a lot of people I say all the time, I listen to music, I'm like, oh my God, this song would be a great commercial lady or something and whatnot, and good for the placement on the different product placement, which that's something that you know about very well, because you did product placement a lot, and you still to this day do a lot of product placement. So it's very important to understand about that entity as well, because that's a lot of times you make money in selling records, But a lot of times you make a lot more money in the commercial aspect of things than putting your music out there into commercial interviews.
For an endorsement that we had with Quest, with 50/50 Convict, I mean, we did. The reason why I'm in New York, and you know, a big part of why I started my company here, is you know, we came here for a weekend for a photo shoot with Academics for their 10-year anniversary with, you know, Vibe Magazine, Source, all the major media outlets were covering the, you know, Academics 10-year anniversary, and Quest was in the photo shoot that I booked them for, and you know, it didn't really. You know, the campaign really led to so many other things. I got hooked up with Sugar Bang Bang from the Wu-Tang Clan, started working on a little project with him, and, you know, one thing led to another, started the Global Attack mixtapes, and just, you know, really started connecting the dots here in New York City. You know, this is the birthplace of hip-hop.
Exactly. I mean, me being really from the East Coast, it's always something in my soul that's feeling that vibe from being right there, basically, where hip-hop started. And then, oh, my God, I can't believe why my brain's going and having brain fart. What was the first site you mentioned in the site of three you mentioned?
PledgeMusic.com. Probably
Pledge
one of
music,
the most important
you.
Ones that we'll tell you guys about today.
Yeah,
PledgeMusic.com.
No, if you're not pushing, I go back to the fan base and all this stuff and whatnot. Hey, go! I would say definitely go check that out. I checked it out for a little bit, and hey, like you're saying, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of people out there, they want to invest into artists. You just got to get, and the sites like that help put your stuff in front of people that want to invest into your music or whatnot. So nothing more important than to get on sites like that as trying to invest. You ask for money. Don't just ask for money from wrong people. You go to these sites where there's people who are corporate entities that's ready to give up some money, or some people that's just regular everyday average Joes that want to support people that's trying to make a change and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I mean, it's definitely a really great resource. And in addition to that, we're going to tell you guys, if you have music released out there and people are using it, or you know, whether it's being played on satellite radio, such as, you know, Sirius XM, or internet radio stations like Pandora, or even this one, or, you know, cable TV, you know, different platforms. The Copyright Board, which appointed by the U.S. Library of Congress, has entrusted SoundExchange as the sole entity in the United States to collect and distribute these performance royalties on behalf of the featured and non-featured recording artists, master right owners, usually record labels, and, you know, independent artists who record and own their masters. So, I mean, quarter four endings in 2011 alone, SoundExchange, they ended a record-setting year with $89.5 million in quarter four 2011 distribution. So they collected and paid back $89.5 million. You know, so definitely check out SoundExchange.com. You guys all should be registered with them. All your music should be there. You know, it's very, very important that, you know, you get paid when your music is getting played.
Exactly.
So definitely check them out. SoundExchange.com. They're a great resource and outlet that, you know, not really a way to help you build up your online presence, but it's a way to collect your, you know, you money if anybody is using your music for any of your online presences. So, you know, aside from that, you know, we got Hootune, which is a great site. I actually met these guys in NAMM a couple years ago when I was out in Cali. Great, great, great site. Hootune. Very, like, their layout really reminds me of MySpace, but it's like a MySpace for musicians. It's pretty cool. You can, the cool thing about it is you can actually pimp your song, which you can put your song into a pool, and other artists can listen to it, and they can decide if they want to collaborate with you, and then you can, you know, you guys connect, and they really, really, really have a great presence digitally. And, you know, it's the one-stop shop for the new music industry. And it's a really, really, really great resource. They have apps, custom CDs. You can collaborate, different contests. They even have a radio station built into their site where you can be ranked, you know, on different charts and things of that nature. So also very similar program to the Pledge Music app. You know, which, you know, obviously you can fund projects. They have an app on here, which is the same type of thing. You can fund, you know, different projects as well through Hootune. So definitely, definitely very, very, very important resource. I would definitely recommend everybody checking out Hootune.com.
All right, most definitely, man.
Yeah, man, and you know, I can't forget about you know, we're actually launching a new website April 3rd. We're going to be you know, dropping mixtapeseries.com, which is going to be, you know, very similar to an outlet like SoundCloud or ThatPiff, but we're going to be more of a promotional outlet of hosting artists' mixtapes and syndicating the content through internationalhiphop.com. And we're going to have a really strong, you know, Twitter, Facebook following, probably over 10,000 fans on each. We're already having a huge pre-register, people kind of signing up for everything. And we're going to be honoring legendary DJ Ron G for, you know, a hip-hop icon award for the Mixtape Kings. And he's kind of been doing the mixtape game for years now. I mean, he's kind of pioneered the mixtape world. And, you know, so we're going to be relaunching internationalhiphop.com as well, like I said. So definitely look out for that coming real, real, real soon. April 3rd, it's going down. But sign up for Wix sites as well, Wix.com. Send me over the links, Scott, at international-hiphop.com, and I'll get that up, you know, in the promo. We're going to be highlighting a handful of the artists at the actual event where we're going to be, you know, honoring Ron G and things like that. So, I mean, aside from Wix, so again, we got Pledge, Sound Exchange, Hootune. There's another great site as well, artistecard.com.
You talking about One Sheet, I had to definitely say that was a good one.
Oh, yeah, One Sheet is great. Definitely everybody should go to One Sheet, sign up for them, and, you know, use these tools. These are free tools that you can use. I don't understand why all of you are not already, you know, doing your own research, but, you know, that's why people like me and Seti are here to help you, guide you in the right direction. And, you know, the next thing that we would like for you to register with would be Artist eCard. So it's basically an EPK. If you're not familiar with what an EPK is, you probably should get a better idea of what that is. It's an electronic press kit. And basically what artistecard.com, what their goal is to help artists of all areas of artistry to present and promote themselves and their creations through a professional image. With the help of Artist eCard, you will save time and money and control your own content with powerful admin tools. The EPKs are very simple and easy to use and customize. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to create your own electronics press kit. No need for expensive webmasters or designers. 15-day free trial EPK starts from $5.99 a month. So this is not a free outlet, but $5.99 a month, and you can see some of the amazing services that artistecard.com has to provide. So everybody go check them out, and, you know, maybe don't buy Starbucks once a month. I don't know if you guys drink Starbucks or whatever you drink, man. Just $6 a month, you can have an amazing, beautiful EPK. Artistecard.com, definitely check them out. And, you know, let me know what you think, man. So, Seti, I mean, what do you think, man? Have you stumbled upon any great sites out there? I mean, This Is 50 is a great kind of Ning site. I mean, what are some of the sites that you kind of have came across in your days that have been a great resource?
Of course, there's one that, and I mean, some of the big ones everyone already knows, like Reverb Nation. I mean, that's pretty good. A lot of artists starting to show up on there a lot now. One I'd say we already mentioned, SoundCloud. I stress this to people all the time, like SoundCloud. And the reason why I say them is because of the way that their site advances or how their players are working. Like, for instance, like they have HTML5 based players, which is where we're slowly making our way to, is using HTML5 and all that good stuff. And that's why I like them, because, like, our site's my website's site player is actually built through SoundCloud. And I can't stress that enough to your artists. It's very easy to take your SoundCloud links and stuff in your players and put them, like, almost anywhere. And I've noticed a lot of people have had a lot of success right from that. So I can't stress, I say SoundCloud is definitely one I would say definitely make sure you're actively involved in. And let's see, another one I would say as well that I would definitely...
Yeah, SoundCloud is definitely great, man. We're actually going to be running
all of our music for mixtape series down that we're going to be promoting. We're going to definitely be running everything through SoundCloud. So I definitely am a firm believer in that as well, man. SoundCloud is great, great, great. They do amazing what they do, for sure.
Oh, another one I'd say, you, and it's actually ironic because you sent me a song earlier, so I'll check out what's on there. But it's perfect that you sent me that because it perfectly goes into today's show. Especially if you have a Twitter, if you are an artist and you have a Twitter and you don't have a Tweet My Music or Tweet My Song account, then I don't know what the heck is going on. Like, that's one of the easiest, quickest ways to get to put your music out there and connect to your Twitter page and whatnot. And a lot of artists are seeing a lot of great stuff coming out of it, because especially when you get your buzz up on there, especially if it's connected to Twitter, like a lot of times, like, they have like their front page and they show like ranks of like where rankings are, people are, like as far as Twitter users who, where their songs are ranked and whatnot. That helps give you, even if you're a person that doesn't have a million followers, heck, by doing that gives you a lot more clout on Twitter. Let's say if you had like 10,000 followers, this other person had like 100,000 followers. Now, if they have 100,000 followers and you go back and look into their music, they have a Tweet My Music account just like you, and they don't really have the mean plays, then at the end of the day, that means you had the better results of how you were pushing your stuff. And that goes into it, like, just make sure you push your stuff right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many resources out there. We've given you guys a few. I mean, we could run back down the list real quick. Hitlab.com, rstage.com, ulicense.com, itsmyurls.com, onesheet.com, thisis50.com. Definitely sign up a page on there. Pledgemusic.com, artistecard.com, soundexchange.com, whotune.com, and definitely also check out aboutme.com. No, just about.me. Knowaboutme.com, just about.me. It's very similar to It's My URLs and One Sheet, but, you know, again, it's a free resource to just hyperlink everything together. You want to have like a spider web effect around the net. Even if you have a website, you're going to want to make all pages on all of these sites. Also, Indaba Music is a great site as well, another social networking community. And Indieland.com, another great site. So, I mean, with that being said, man, we've given you guys a huge list. Obviously, can't forget about YouTube. Make sure all of you have YouTube channels. And you should be doing weekly web series, whatever you're doing. If you're an artist, if you're in the studio, whatever you have interesting going on in your life, make sure it's a great scene. Make sure it's high energy. Make sure it's something interesting. Because at the end of the day, your fans either got to believe you or they got to want to be you. So, you know, make sure you get a YouTube page, make a web series, do something, like, creative. I mean, these are resources and these are tools that we have. Global Attack mixtapes. I mean, we're going to be launching mixtapeseries.com. We're going to syndicate all of that. Internationalhiphop.com. You know, please, if any of you are having any issues with, you know, your releases or your royalties, please reach out to me directly. My email is scott@international-hiphop.com. Get a hold of me, or elevatedsolutions@gmail.com. elevatedsolutions@gmail.com. I'm very easy to get a hold of. At me on Twitter, @ELV8SCOTT, Elevated Scott on Facebook. I love, I love helping you guys out, man. Obviously, the music business is a business. We don't run a charity, but, you know, we just spent some time giving you guys some free advice, some free sites that we've taken our time and set up on. So hopefully you take it for what it's worth.
Man, and any people that listen to the show, or if you miss any parts of the shows and whatnot, or you want to go back and check out, reiterate some of the information you got from today, y'all can listen, go back, go to iTunes. That's the easiest part that I've seen y'all to. iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, and look up today's show. All you got to do is look for Trending Topic Thursday of Digital Music Part 2 with Elevated Scott. Look for that one.
Yeah. Hey,
while you're there, download the Global Tech Mixtape Series. Enjoy just a different, just the diverse music that's on there. Go check that out as well.
Yeah, check it out, man. Maybe we can. You got that the camera on Young Buck and Gucci Man, you know, Felipe track, Pushing Weight. You got that record? Maybe we can go out on that song.
I don't have that record, but shoot, we're great going out, man. I'm gonna definitely one thing I was gonna do before we go on out then is once again I wanted to thank you for coming to the show because and I want to thank you for this topic, man. This is. It's no, last week it was higher energy last week. This week it was higher energy. It just goes to show that how important and how much of a trend this topic is with people. And if you're not aware of the digital media game right now, then get aware of it. Like, it's all right to admit that you don't know something, but if you continually not learn it, then it's only on you.
Yeah, definitely. We gave you guys a great bunch of resources today, so you know, just go back and listen to the show, everything is archived. If you didn't hear some of the websites, you know, just go back and listen to the show. Everything is broken down. Again, it's your boy, Elevated Scott. Get at me. Don't forget to add us on all the profiles in today's show. Big shout out to my dude, Chaos in New Zealand, the Global Attack, and our official affiliate, DigitizedHipHop.com. My dude, Sean Perry. Man, it's your boy, Elevated Scott. You know, Steady J, man, I can't thank you enough. All I know, man, is you know, it's another great day. So I mean, what's next with Steady J, man? What can we expect from, you know, next time we hear you on air?
Oh man, I was starting. Man, we got a very crazy week next week, man. It's a lot of premieres of this and that and the other. Starting this Monday, of course, High After Dusk. You know, every Monday we always go in on some of the hot entertainment news going down on the scene. We get some of our news for international hip hop. We get some of our news and media takeout.
No doubt, man. Let's go out to this track, man.
All right.
Yo,
y'all know
it. Absolutely,
y'all know what it is, man.
No doubt. This is what we're gonna. My boy Mac Miller. Fuck you.
All right. We remind y'all on everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do. Remember, where there's a Jane, or there's an Elevated Scott, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life at the Dust Live. We're going on out. All right, man. Let's do this, man. And the words of Chris Brown.
Elevate with shit. You can't get nothing from me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskowls.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dust Spot. Steady J, I see you, man. Yay!
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Steady J on The Dusk Spot.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in The Dusk Spot.